Vinia, with your 9 a.m. headlines. Brisbane's visitor economy reached a record $17 billion in 2025, driven by a surge in international spending and strong domestic demand, according to new tourism data. Tourism Research Australia figures for the year to December show to international visitor spending in Brisbane rose 14.8% to $3.6 billion, the highest on record. Total visitor expenditure, including domestic travel and day trips, reached $17 billion. The data released by the Commonwealth Agency on Monday shows 1.3 million international visitors stayed a total of 27.3 million nights in Brisbane over the year. Of those, 614,000 were holidaymakers. Brisbane Economic Development Agency Chief Executive Anthony Ryan said major events and destination marketing continued to play a key role in driving demand. Meanwhile, the University of Queensland research has found that emotional intelligence training can improve employee well-being and prevent burnout in high-stress environments. Dr. Gemma King from UQ's School of Psychology said EI training has proven beneficial for high-performance athletes with potential for people in other workplaces. She said, "Our team of researchers conducted an in-depth study with Australian Special Forces soldiers to determine whether ability-based EI training could improve their stress regulation and performance. We spent a lot of time interviewing the soldiers to understand how they would emotionally and physically respond in high-stress scenarios, such as jumping out of a plane." Half the group was then given emotional intelligence training, including skills in emotional perception of self, emotional understanding, and emotional regulation. The soldiers participated in realistic high-pressure activities, including memory recall of tactical combat information, shooting accuracy, and cognitive maths performance under stress. The researchers tested the participants' salivary cortisol to determine their stress levels before, during, and after each activity. We found those who had undergone the EI training had significantly lower cortisol levels and performed more accurately in all the tasks," end quote. Dr. King also encouraged employers to value staff who are emotionally in tune. She said, quote, "being the most skilled or smartest person in the room doesn't cut it anymore because everyone has access to AI. The secret to success will be those leaders who are emotionally intelligent and who can create warmth, trust and charisma."
In national news, ex-tropical cyclone Narelle has moved away from the Northern Territory towards the Kimberley on March 23, 2026, after dumping over 200 millimetres of rain on areas like Adelaide River. While the system exited the Northern Territory, it caused significant flooding in the top end, with the Nyaryu or Dali River potentially remaining underwater for another week. Northern Territory Police Commissioner Martin Dole said, quote, "while conditions in some areas are easing, we are still closely monitoring river systems across the Northern Territory, and this event is not over yet," end quote. Ongoing flood risks remain in Katherine and emergency efforts continue. Moreover, as part of the ACT government's Youth at Risk project, a new dedicated youth trauma service delivered by Uniting has launched to support young people with complex needs. The service, funded by $4 million from the Australian government, will offer free trauma-informed care to Canberra teenagers aged 13 to 17, and those aged 18 if they are still in school. It will be the first of its kind in Australia, and has been designed with input from young people with lived experience of trauma. In international news, Wales and Scotland have both passed historic laws to ban greyhound racing, marking a major shift in animal welfare policy. The bans were approved within days of each other in March 2026, effectively ending the sport in both countries. The decision is driven by concerns over injuries and harm to dogs, with governments concluding that risks in racing cannot be fully eliminated. Overall, it represents a landmark move against greyhound racing in the UK, with growing pressure for other regions to follow.
Good on them.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a medium chance of showers later today. It's currently 26 degrees with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Hey you! Yeah, you! This next track comes with a language warning.